Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our kids. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Country artist Jada Dreyer has just released her debut album featuring the current single, Half Broke Horses. The album was produced by Grammy Award-winning producer Brian Gallimore, who also works with Tim McGraw, Martina McBride, and Sugarland, among others. The new release is titled I Am Jada Dreyer, and it definitely lets us get to know who she is as she wrote or co-wrote all 10 tracks. Jada has toured with Eric Church, Luke Bryan, and Dierks Bentley, and co-written a song on her album with Sugarland's Christian Bush. It's my pleasure to welcome her to the show now. Hi, Jada.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, going great. How about you?
Oh, it's good. I just got home from San Diego, and I'm playing the Grand Ole Opry tonight, so I went and just got my hair and makeup done.
Let's talk about that, the Grand Ole Opry. You've been on there several times. What is that feeling like? Because, of course, you were influenced by greats like Hank Williams and Kitty Wells, all those who have appeared before.
Yeah, you know, honestly, for me, it's my favorite place in the whole wide world, especially when it's at the Ryman. But, you know, I mean, to me, playing the Opry, there isn't anything cooler that you can do in country music. It'll always be the nucleus of success in country music to me. So
for sure.
Every time I get asked, it's such an honor.
Now, I'm loving the new song. I've heard it on the radio, Half Broke Horses. Such a great song. It really moves me, and especially the first time I heard it. We're going to play it a bit later, but how does it feel to have that song out and people responding to it the way they are?
It's really cool. You know, I was nervous at first because the song is very autobiographical. And, you know, it was a really difficult song for me to write. But now that it's out and, you know, seeing how other people relate to the song and for various different reasons has been a really cool thing. And it makes me happy and proud that it was released as a single.
Yeah, I think when a song comes from an honest place, even if those listening maybe haven't gone through that exact experience, we can be moved by it and find our way into the song somehow.
I agree, definitely.
Now, you've written with several songwriters on the album. A lot of the tracks you wrote by yourself. One of them, of course, Christian Bush on the song Boy Who Cried Love, and he shares a bit of the song with you. Well, first of all, what was it like writing a song with him?
You know, Christian is awesome. I think, you know, I mean, Christian, he's in Sugarland, and I think a lot of people underrate him. He is an amazing songwriter and an amazing musician. And I met him, obviously, my producer, Byron, he produces Sugarland and has worked with them on their last few records. And my producer's wife, Missy, had played him some demos before I had even started recording my record. And he said to her, man, I want to write with this girl. And so that was a huge honor just because I'd been such a Sugarland fan for so long. And then, you know, we sat down, we wrote in Nashville for the very first time, and then after that, I actually went to Atlanta, where he lives, and wrote with him for a weekend, and that's where that song came from.
Nice. And he does have a great voice. I mean, he's a great writer, and I've always liked his voice when it's been on the Sugarland records. The song, so what was it like recording with him and having him there to share part of the song?
It was cool. It was extra special just because we'd written the song together, you know. I'd had that idea floating around in my head for a long time and just hadn't found the right person to bring it to life with yet. And so Christian, he knew where that song came from with me. And I don't know, it was extra special having him be a part of it, especially since we wrote the song together.
Are there any other writers' names that we would know that you co-wrote on the album?
Oh, gosh. On the record, I wrote with the Warren Brothers. I don't know if you remember them or not.
I sure do. I remember they've had a lot of humor songs out.
Yes, but they're actually, as funny as they are and were, they've written some of the best, in my opinion, country songs over the last 10 years. And we wrote Half Broke Horses together. which you wouldn't expect to be a Warren Brothers song.
That's right.
And I also wrote a lot with a guy named Angelo who produces the rock band Kings of Leon. So that was a cool thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, I, from reading from your bio, it basically was talking about how you thought you could probably make it as a songwriter, and hopefully would, but you didn't see yourself as an artist because your sound sounded a lot different from what you were hearing on the radio.
Yeah, you know, when I moved to Nashville, I moved here 6 years ago, and I really had no aspirations to be an artist. I moved here to write songs, not because I didn't want to do the artist thing. I just kind of figured that my place was as a songwriter. I knew that I didn't sound like Taylor Swift or Carrie Underwood or any of those other people that I was hearing
right.
on the radio at the time. And I wasn't one of those rich girls with daddy's money that, you know, just moved to town to be a star.
Yeah.
So I just kind of figured that was where my place was, and that was okay with me. And, you know, little did I know people would like my voice for the exact reason I thought they wouldn't.
Isn't that interesting? And Dolly Parton, you count her among your influences. She's a musical hero of yours.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Dolly, I know everybody raves about what a personality she is, and she always has been. But for me, I mean, she's just the whole package. And she has such great songs, but, I mean, she was a songwriter first and foremost. You know, she wrote
yeah.
all those songs. And I really admire that about her. I mean, she really did it all. She played guitar and she sang and she's beautiful and she wrote all those songs and, you know, went on to do a lot of other really cool things. So I wouldn't mind having a career like that someday.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Now, have you had a chance yet to meet Dolly, or is that something you hope to do at some point, run into her at the Opry?
I haven't met her yet, but there's some things in the works, fingers crossed, I can't talk about yet, but some exciting things with Dolly in the future, possibly.
Awesome. That is great to hear. And this is a song that you wrote. What can you tell us about this? It's Confessions of an Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah, I wrote this song with Angelo that he's the guy that I was telling you about earlier that produces the King of Leon band. So it was kind of an interesting collaboration. So I guess this is what you get when you mix an old East Coast hippie with a little country girl.
That's great. Let's share it now. Jada Dreyer and Confessions on In the Country.
Go in.
friends.
And that is Jada Dreyer on In the Country with Confessions. Her website you can head to is jadadreyer.com. Her record available in stores and, of course, on iTunes. I wanted to talk to you about working with Brian Gallimore, of course, the big Grammy Award-winning producer, working with Tim, Martina, Sugarland, among others. And you signed a publishing deal with him. That must have been pretty exciting at age 19.
Yeah, I signed with him. It was funny. I was offered, you know, four or five different publishing deals around that time, and I remember wanting to know who produced the Leanne Womack record that had I May Hate Myself in the Morning on it, and
right.
It was Byron, and I remember Googling it, going on the computer, and even though I knew nobody in town at the time, I still know who Byron Gallimore was, and I just remember thinking, there's no way in heck I could ever get to somebody like that. And at the very last minute, his company came in and they fought for me. And I'm just so happy to be there. And I doubt you'll ever find me anywhere else, honestly.
Well, I've read he said so many great things about you. It must to have a producer on that level believe in you, obviously, is a real shot of confidence.
Yeah, I mean, you won't find a bigger fan of me and my songs than that man right there. That's for sure.
Now, you have moved around a lot in your life, but you're originally from our parts here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was born and raised in Thunder Bay, but Tennessee is the seventh state that I've lived in. I was raised in Iowa, went from Iowa to Florida, Florida to Georgia, Georgia to California, California to Wisconsin, Wisconsin to Texas, Texas back to Georgia, and then I moved to Nashville. So I'm a walking
wow.
Hank Snow song.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty amazing. So obviously those kind of experiences have given you a lot to write about. And one thing you did for a number of years, and you even won a world championship title at age 5, I was fascinated to read this as an equestrian. And tell us about that and how much joy you got out of doing that.
Yeah, you know, it was a family business. So I was raised in a barn and grew up showing horses professionally. I won my first world championship when I was 5 and turned pro when I was 13. And that's what I did, you know, my entire life until I got hurt doing the horse deal. And the only other thing I knew that I did was I wrote songs. And so that's, you know, kind of how I ended up getting started and moving to Nashville. But, yeah, that was a big part of my life. And actually, I still have one horse now, so it's nice to have her, but I miss it. I miss it something terrible.
Yeah, I'll bet. Cover songs, I saw one on YouTube you did for Guitars for Girls, Benefit, I'm on Fire, the Bruce Springsteen classic.
Mm-hmm.
You did a great job on that. I like how you reinterpreted it. Do you have other cover songs, Jada, that you enjoy doing and maybe putting your own spin on them?
Oh, gosh. It's funny, I'm thinking about him right now because he's actually in town tonight and he's coming to the Opry. There's a folk singer from Winnipeg. His name is Scott Nolan. And I cover one of his songs called Bad Liver and a Broken Heart that some people have probably heard up there, but a lot of people probably haven't. But I tend to cover more obscure things like that generally than well-known songs that everybody has heard of. But also I do Jolene sometimes, Dolly song.
Great classic, yeah.
Yeah. And I also love, there's an old Neil Young song called Love is a Rose. I do that one quite a bit, too.
Love that one. And, in fact, Terry Clark recorded it, and it's her latest single here in Canada.
Yeah.
Love that song. Now, you were introduced to, the greatest in country when you were younger, Hank Sr., Kitty Wells, and later on Keith Whitley, Tanya Tucker. And all of those artists, they were artists I listened to, and they're all very classic artists. I mean, they were really sang the traditional country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was raised on. I guess I credit it to my cool mom. She raised me right, you know. And
that's
to me, that's what country music is. And I understand everything has to evolve and progress. But that being said, I think to know where we're going, we need to know where we came from. And I really have a lot of respect for country music tradition and the history of it all. So, yeah, that was definitely the stuff that I was raised on and, you know, influenced me a lot.
And Hank Sr., I mean, of course, talk about songwriters, so many classic songs he had. He died at the age of 29 and yet left behind, you know, moving songs, happy songs, fun songs. Songwriting was really something he did wonderfully.
Oh, yeah, he was a great writer. And obviously, I mean, the generation, I mean, you've got Holly Williams and Hank III that are, you know, still carrying that on from that family. So that's a cool thing.
And there's still room for these traditional songs. We're going to play Half Pro Courses in a moment, and it certainly has that feel to it. Very heartfelt, lyrics up front, a very moving song. How do you feel about what that says about radio when they embrace a song like this?
I think it's a really cool thing because, you know, obviously I'm partial to the song, but I'm flattered by it just because more than anything, I mean, it's my story, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a fairly, you know, traditional song. I mean, it's a story song, and how many story songs are, you know, have really taken off these days? I mean, you know, not too many.
No.
So I think that's a cool thing, and I applaud country radio for accepting it and for playing it. It makes me very happy.
Yeah, you get those songs every few years that come along that you might not think would get played. The last one I'm thinking of is Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss with Whiskey Lullaby. Very traditional, and yet it was just so good that, you know, it rises to the top because there's a lot of people out there who want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Want to share the song now and come back and talk a bit more. This is Jada Dreyer. It's her brand-new single at radio. Be sure to call up your local country station and request it. It's a great one called Half Broke Horses here on In the Country.
Pack of marble red, sitting by the bed. I can still see Mama crying on the phone. And I sort of still remember why was that September before she told me he was really gone. I ran and got my plastic pony. But he just kept on going. I thought he'd turn around, but I know better now. Ooh, you can't stand for me. Ooh, they were born to run in bed. You think you've got them where you want them, then they leave you all alone. Come back home. I tried hard not to be like Mama, but blood's thicker than water, and I fell for the way he said my name. And we made love wild and crazy. He wanted me to have his baby, but I should have known.
And that's the current single for my guest, Jada Dreyer. The album is called I Am Jada Dreyer, produced by Brian Gallimore. And Jada is heading to the Opry in just a few hours. Any idea who is on the schedule with you tonight?
Yeah, actually, Alan Jackson is headlining, and the Oak Ridge Boys, and who else is there? Ricky Skaggs, Connie Smith, George Hamilton, Bobby Osborne, Jeannie Seeley, and I think there's a handful of others, but those are the ones that come off the top of my head.
Yeah, some pretty big names. That's exciting. Do you get nervous when you meet, run into people like someone like Alan Jackson? Do you know what to say, or do you get a little, excited?
Yeah, it depends on who it is, honestly.
Sure.
I get more excited about meeting people like that, like Alan, I met Kitty Wells last year at CRS, actually a couple of months before she passed away. And it's people like that I get excited about, as opposed to the Carrie Underwoods and Taylor Swift and stuff like that, which, don't get me wrong, those people are great and cool too, but, the old trailblazers, those are the ones that really get me.
Yeah, gotcha. I totally understand that. A couple of the songs that are my favorite on the album, South of the Sun is beautiful, and Bad Habits. And I especially love Bad Habits, how it starts off. You're kind of talking the lyrics for a little bit before you go into singing.
Yeah, it's all Canadian content on that one.
Oh, cool.
I wrote that with my friend Daryl Burgess, and I remember the day that we wrote it, I hadn't played the Opry yet, and it was still probably 6 months, 9 months before I would ever play it. But I remember saying to him the day we wrote it, this is going to be the first song that I sing at the Grand Ole Opry someday. And it was. I sang it on the Opry for the first time because that, my first time, that was like just something that Tammy Wynette would have sang, you know?
Yeah.
And
that
was a
song.
Cool
yeah,
thing.
I love it.
Thank you.
And South of the Sun, I love the traditional feel in it too. It's just got a really nice feel to it and a great song. Where did the inspiration for that one come from?
You know, I wrote that a couple years ago right before Christmas, and I had a few more co-writes scheduled before the end of the year, and when we were done writing it, actually I called them and I canceled it because I wanted to end my year on that song. but, I wanted something that was kind of like, my Lord, I hope this day is good, and
right.
that's what we got.
That's great. It's great to have those classic songs to kind of aspire to and know that or hope that you can reach something like that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Now, you've toured with some country greats among the newcomers, Eric Church, Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley. What's that like when you have a chance to appear with them?
It's an honor. Dierks took me out. It was my first little arena tour, and that was a cool thing. And, those guys took me out, a lot of them, before I even signed my record deal. And to put an unsigned female artist in front of, act like that, that's a big deal. And,
yeah.
I really thank them for that. They, really taught me a lot and were very encouraging and supportive. And I was very, very lucky to be able to do that.
Now, you've got the song with Kristen Bush that you wrote on the album, and he does some singing on it. Do you have a dream duet partner, Jada? Someone, whether it's a traditional artist we might know or a newcomer, somebody you could see your voices really going well together on record?
Oh, gosh. I've always wanted to do something with Steve Earle.
Nice.
Just because I love him. But who else am I a fan of? Gosh, Christofferson. I love him, too. But, yeah, Steve Earle would be a big one for me probably right now.
Yeah, he's got a great sound. I think he's coming out with a new album, from what I hear.
Probably. He's about time to.
It is. Now, let's talk about songwriting for a few moments. Of course, you wrote or co-wrote all the tracks on the album, and I was reading that you admire and enjoy the songwriting styles of Emmylou Harris, Merle Haggard, Kris Kristofferson, of course, Sunday Morning Coming Down, Help Me Make It Through the Night. I mean, so many classic songs. So are those some of your favorite writers, and what is it you enjoy about their writing?
Yeah, those are definitely some of my favorite writers. And I think what I enjoy most about it is just that it seems like it comes from a really real place, you know. And, I mean, that's music for people that have been through stuff and have lived a lot of life. And I can relate to that. And I think that's why people are drawn to country music, you know, because it stems from a real place and makes people feel things. And so, yeah, that's definitely why I like their style of writing.
Leanne Womack is one of those vocalists, and Patti Loveless. I mean, they do that traditional stuff, and they do it so well.
Yeah, I love Patti. It's so funny. I was just listening to her bluegrass record the other day, the first one, that had You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive on it.
Oh, yeah.
And
great song.
It's funny because I wrote with Daryl Scott, who wrote that song not that long ago. And, gosh, that was a good song. And she can just, I mean, she's a singing fool. She can sing the phone book, and I'd listen to that.
Definitely. Great voice. Before we wrap up here, I wanted to ask if you had any aspirations to do any acting. I mean, I'm sure you've got videos coming up. And, of course, there's that big show, Nashville. Vince Gill was on it recently, and Pam Tillis had a guest appearance. So is acting something you ever thought about trying?
You know what? I've done some acting in the past. Before I moved to Nashville, there was a short stint that when I was living in Atlanta that I did quite a bit of acting, actually. And the casting directors there, they wanted me to move to L.A., and it was right when I was getting ready to move to Nashville, and I was like, no, you know, music is where my heart's at. So, yeah, definitely, I enjoy it. I mean, music will always be my first love, and writing songs, that's what I do and what I love to do, but if the right thing came along, I would definitely be into that.
Very cool. Well, Jada, it's been such a pleasure to have you here, spend this time, and share songs from the album. I've listened to it several times. Great songs on it, great writing. And I wish you the best, and have a great time tonight at the Opry.
Thank you so much. It's been a good time talking to you.
Awesome. Been my pleasure. My guest has been Jada Dreyer. Her album is I Am Jada Dreyer. Of course, the current single is Half Broke Horses. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.